What we know about Aryan Brotherhood of Texas is that it's a highly organized system that they have. They have a constitution. They have a steering committee that runs the operation with a handful of members on it. They have ranks, like generals, for example, that run different territory in Texas. And their main business is selling drugs, in particular methamphetamines and heroin, also some cocaine. And it's a very big business for them. They make a lot of money. They started inside the prisons, but now they're outside the prisons as well.
So this is a white prison gang, and my understanding is it has about 2,600 members in Texas. What does it take to be a member of this group?
Well, the way most people get into the group is you get sent to prison for whatever, and you're looking for protection from other gangs, other ethnic gangs, whether Latino or African-American, and that's how most people get hooked up. What's interesting about the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas is it's a blood-in system. So to become a member, you usually have to commit some kind of act of violence. And at this point, we know that the group is responsible for about 100 murders. That was up to 2007, 10 kidnappings during that time. Most of the violence involves their own members or members of theirs that were going to snitch. They order hits on people. And it's a pretty gruesome outfit in the sense that they often ask that if someone has been targeted for a murder, that you bring back, say, a finger to prove that you've committed this act of violence. The gang's been referred to as the most violent prison gang in the country as a result of all these murders and kidnappings that they've been involved in.
Now, last fall, federal authorities indicted some 30-plus members on federal racketeering charges. Some of the primary bosses, the big guys in this organization, were indicted. And there's a lot of speculation that they wanted to get back at the individuals in law enforcement behind the indictments and some of the convictions.
Yeah, it's very possible, although we don't know at this point. We don't have evidence at this point. What happened was a month after the indictment was in November, a month later, the Texas Department of Public Safety issued a bulletin warning law enforcement authorities who were involved in the indictment and the sweeps and so on that the gang was threatening violence against those folks, including murder. And I think the fact that bulletin was issued is why people are thinking that maybe they had something to be involved in the murders in Kaufman County. That county, law enforcement officials from there were involved in that indictment.
When you heard about the murders in Kaufman County, did you have some thoughts about this being part of an organized effort?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that federal law enforcement and law enforcement there in Texas would be looking into a connection with ABT because of these threats. I mean, I should say that targeting high-ranking public officials like this would be quite an escalation in the type of violence ABT's been involved in. Most of it has involved something impeding their business, their own members who were seen as snitches or were talking to law enforcement, and so on.
What do you think law enforcement individuals in the North Texas area should be doing in terms of safety and protection?
Well, I think at this point, all the DAs in the region, maybe throughout all of Texas, need to have, round-the-clock protection, at least until they can sort out what's happened in these cases. I mean, we have three people dead now, and if it turns out that that's connected to white supremacist prison gangs or to the Aryan Brotherhood, and members of that gang are still out there and functioning, they're going to have to provide that protection. We can't have public officials put in the line of fire like that.
Heidi Byrick is the director of the Intelligence Project for the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm Shelley Koffler.